I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What was your weird phase? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. I keep watching my daughter. She's 11. She's constantly doing these weird TikTok dance things. She's hitting her head with her palm. And I keep thinking to myself, it's a phase. She's, you know, she's not going to go on her first interview one day wearing a crop top and tie-dye sweatpants and, like, singing.
Well, you like to think
Doja
so. But
can't say so.
Depends on where she's going to work, I guess, right?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's funny because when you watch your kids go through these phases, you have to, like, remind yourself, I did this too.
Right.
It may have been different, but I went through a phase and it was weird. And I'm sure my parents also thought I was a weirdo.
But you don't want to crash their dreams down, right? Mm-hmm. Like our parents did to us. Because as you remember growing up, when you went through some of your weird phases, let's be honest. Our parents weren't as trained as we're expected to be nowadays. They weren't quite as understanding as some of this stuff. So it was weird for them.
Yeah, my dad actually was really supportive of my weird phase.
Oh, okay.
And to the point where, like, it actually is one of my favorite memories with him ever.
Okay.
So I went through this phase, which a lot of people go through, I think, is I was obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, good.
Like, I was super obsessed.
Everybody's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
But, you know, it's not like
you say it like everybody
exist.
Is.
We exist.
There's a
people.
Group of you.
Yeah.
There is a group of you, right.
Read every book. I had every framed picture. I had collected the Marilyn Monroe wine, even though I was 16.
Right.
Like,
good.
All kinds of stuff. But I'll never forget it. Like, my dad thought it was cool. You know, we'd watch the old movies together. And many years ago at Christie's, they had the Marilyn Monroe auction. I don't know if you remember this.
No. But, no, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, it was probably the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
And all I did is wanted to own something of Marilyn Monroe. And you know how they do those auctions where some stuff is, it says it's going to go for cheap, but then it goes for so much money?
No, it goes for so much.
My father had brought I'll never forget it because to me it's so much money. He had $5,000 and he wanted to buy a Marilyn Monroe dress for me.
Oh my gosh.
This is one of my favorite memories of my life.
Like, what a great dedication from your dad.
Nothing sold for under like 10 grand.
Yeah.
We walked away with absolutely nothing, but to see all that stuff and to have that experience and know that he was willing, that's a lot of money.
That's a real lot of money. I mean, you're a teenager with an obsession, basically, an infatuation at that point.
Now, in retrospect, looking at my father, the businessman that he was, he really probably thought it was an investment that we were going to be able to sell it years later
be
for
a
more money
up later on down the road.
Yeah, but like that was my weird
still
phase.
A really nice thing to share together.
Yeah,
you know, it's
absolutely.
Like you know, finding a hobby together or whatever, that's cool. I had a couple different phases in my life too. In fourth grade, I was goth before anybody was goth, before I even knew what goth was. So that was a lonely existence where I would just walk around in dark clothing all the time. And
please tell me you wore eyeliner.
Read
guyliner.
Edgar Allan Poe. I've never worn guyliner in my life.
Come on.
I've never in my life.
Come on.
As a matter of fact, even during Halloween or something like that, when somebody tries to put it on me, I always refuse.
Are you even
stings
goth?
My eyes.
Are you even goth if you don't wear guyliner?
Well, yes, because when I was in fourth grade, that was like 1986, so nobody at that point knew.
Right.
The only guy wearing guyliner at that point was like David Bowie.
Right.
That was it. So I went through that, and then when I got to seventh grade, I was into the starter jacket phase. So
it
was a little different, you know?
I was into the starter. Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody was, right?
Yeah, the tail.
Yeah.
On the back of the head there with the starter jacket. Had to have a starter jacket. Miami Dolphins. Never even liked that team.
Do you know I had a New Kids on the Block starter jacket? I had a new... Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a fake
Get
starter jacket.
Me.
You know that,
no,
right?
That was real. Fake. That that was real.
It said starter on it?
No, it was starter.
No, it looked like it looked like the starter, but it didn't say starter.
No, it 100% was a real thing.
You
got
to find that on Google then for me to believe you.
That exists. 1-800-330-9999. What was that weird phase that you went through? My daughter is obsessed with TikTok, and every time I see her doing those dances as she's walking mindlessly, I think to myself, it's just a phase. It's just a phase.
I was goth in fourth grade before anybody knew what it was. We all go through phases.
And I was Marilyn Monroe for 8 years for Halloween because I was obsessed with her. But what was the phase that you went through? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna Raven.
In my early teens, late 20s, I became movie culture obsessed and bought over 800 Blu-ray DVDs.
Oh, my gosh.
In a culture where Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming services, now I have a wall of blue cases that collect stuff.
Oh, and they're like, it's like concrete shoes, man, because every time you move, every time you get into a new relationship or you get a new place or somebody moves in or whatever, you got to lug those things from city to city, from state to state, from apartment to, it's misery. Damn you, Hulu. Damn you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel for you, man. I had about 5,000 CDs I carted across this country like three times. You got to put it down like a ton of bricks. Let it go.
Just drop it off at the Goodwill.
But he was the most popular guy when the power was out a couple weeks ago.
That's for sure. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weirdest or worst phase that you went through?
Oh, man, my rollerblade phase. Like, in my defense, everyone was rollerblading, but I would wear them around my house, too. I could walk up the stairs with them. I would twirl around on them and even public places that, like, everywhere I could, I would rollerblade. I had them way longer than other people, too.
I mean,
I didn't want to give them up.
It sounds like you were the only person that could really use them and look cool around here. So, frankly, I don't have a problem with that phase. I had a rollerblade phase, too. You know what it consisted of, Anna?
What?
I bought the rollerblades. I tried them, like, twice.
Yeah.
They weighed 1,000 pounds, it felt like, on each one of my feet. I put them in the closet, never made a dime. I wish I could find them now. I sell those rollerblades.
I saw somebody rollerblading not too long ago, and I was just staring at her because it's been so long.
Right.
I totally forgot about that phase that people went through.
Yeah, it's a good workout. I mean, if you think about it, the weights are pretty handy to keep those.
She's
going to
get them
She's
back out.
Bring them back.
That's right.
Got
to blow the dust off today.
She's like, you said weirdest phase. I thought you meant most awesome phase.
Right.
That everyone
Best phase of my life.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst or weirdest phase that you went through?
My friends and I, we went through a phase where we started a grunge band in my garage.
Oh, great.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, we went like the whole nine yards, the huge JNCO jeans, the chains hanging from our pants. But there was a catch, which was not a single one of us could play an instrument.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but we could make the CD demos and send them all to record labels still.
Did you ever get a call back?
I mean, wait a minute. You couldn't play, so did you actually record yourselves just playing noise, or would you pass off somebody else's music and then put it in the box?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
What?
It's nice.
Yeah, we're totally going to get a deal, man. We got the look.
I mean, it got so far, we even performed at a Sweet 16, which was, looking back at that, was really, really humiliating.
I'll make you feel better. My brother went through a phase, too, or his grunge rock phase, and he was in a band, and because he didn't play one of the instruments, the other guys did play instruments, though,
yeah.
He was the screamer.
Oh, okay.
That was literally his job in the band, and he would just scream.
Oh, okay.
I remember my mom was horrified.
Right.
He'd be like,
right, there's always one of
them. Looking back on it, he does sound like a lot of those 90s grunge bands. Yeah.
It started somewhere.
Right.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.